for a Derby artist as she's about to launch her first solo exhibition. It's a new chapter for Sarah Perkins, who spent 21 years with the police, 7 years on the beat, and the last 14 years office-based before becoming medically retired, which she was actually quite downbeat about. She came to see me in July last year to talk about her new venture into the art world, and it seems the risk has now paid off. Heidi Booth is at Banks Mill Studios in Derby with Sarah for a sneak peek ahead of the launch.
Just got to the Banks Mill Studios here in Derby, which is actually just around the corner from BBC Derby. And when you come through the front door, you're met with this lovely exhibition space in the foyer, and I'm surrounded by absolutely amazing paintings of various different animals. I'll go into some detail in just a moment, but all of this work is Sarah Perkins' work, and this is where she's going to be exhibiting her stuff until the 26th of March, also where the big launch event is happening tomorrow. Sarah's here as well. When I came through the door, you said, I'm just titivating, I'm just getting it all right. Are you excited?
Yes, I am. So excited and nervous, because if you'd have said 18 months ago that I would be having a solo exhibition and showing off what I produced in the last 18 months, I'd have pinched myself, you know. I wouldn't have believed it. So it's a little bit of a dream. It's what I've aspired to do, and it's finally happening.
And it must feel good being surrounded by all of this work here that you've been working on for a while. Some work you've been given back from customers just so you can show it in this space.
Yes, one of my most popular ones was a ram called The Finest Ram. I sold that during the last summer, and the lady who bought it has kindly given it back to me to show off. Also, a couple of the commissions that I've done, pet portrait commissions, they've been given back to me so that I can show them off as well.
And they do look brilliant. The ram in particular, you see when you come, because it's bang opposite the door, isn't it? And the colours that you've used, it just reminds me of a really cold, frosty morning. You've got all those like milky blues and whites. It's just lovely.
Yeah, and my main colour that I like to use is a dark tealy colour, and dark navies. And so all of my artwork contains that colour, but with a mixture of other ones layered up over the top.
So let's just rewind slightly. 18 months, you came in and spoke to Sally, didn't you, when you decided, right, I'm gonna take the step into the art world, if you like. Just remind us what was happening then, and where you were, what background you were coming from, and what made you make the decision.
Okay, well, I'm actually originally a police officer. I was a police officer for 21 years here in Derbyshire. And unfortunately, I had a back issue where I was office-based for a long, long time. And my final role was in the control room, where I was sat for 10 to 12 hours at a time, which was not helping my back condition at all. I ended up having to take tablets and what have you. So I requested to be medically retired from the police force, because I was never going to be able to go back out onto the street dealing with crime. And so I was allowed to leave in July 2017, which was sad. It was like a bereavement, because I'd dedicated a long time to the police force. But it's I do feel it was one chapter closing for another one to open. And then when I finished the... when I was retired, I had about a year where I was just finding my feet again, getting healthy, because I'd had an operation.
Catching your breath.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got two small children as well. So, and it was around that time that I picked up a paintbrush again. My friend, Sarah Jane, who lives up in a farm in Ashbourne, she's been one of my driving forces. And she encouraged me to pick up my art again. So in secret, I painted a portrait of her dog for her and surprised her on her 50th birthday. And I was surprised myself what I could produce. And I put it onto Facebook, and people were saying, what have you been doing all your life? What have you been wasting the last 21 years for? And but it wasn't a waste. It was, you know, life's full of chapters, as I say, and I do feel it was, you know, this is life's a journey and this is what's been meant to happen. And so people were saying, oh, well, I'd like to commission you to do my dog. So I was thinking, where am I going to go? And so I've stumbled across Banks's Mill, which is owned by Derby University, subsidised so that it supports new businesses, creative businesses. And I got myself a little studio on the fourth floor, which was tiny. And that's where I started. And so
the magic happens. Squirreled away up there.
I was squirreling away. And this is what's been squirreled away is demonstrated on the walls. And I've got a wall full of my pet portrait commissions, so a kind of running timeline of what I've done so far. I've got a few commissions in place for 2020 as well. 2020, yeah, that's right. I lose track of time of what day it is. And then I've got my other creative works that I've produced in the last 18 months, basically, as well.
It's all so exciting. So the big event is tomorrow night, did you say?
It is. It's from 5 till 9. I've got a launch event tomorrow evening. I've invited friends and family, other contacts, galleries, anyone that would like to come and have a look, really.
Brilliant. Well, I'm fortunate enough to be able to have a sneak preview today. So I'm going to have a closer look at some of these other paintings that I'm just surrounded by this morning and have a bit more of a chat to Sarah about what her plans are for the future and what else is going to be happening over the next couple of weeks.
Great stuff. Heidi, thanks for now. Catch up with Heidi, who's spending the morning at Banks Mill Studios in Derby with that artist, Sarah Perkins. And as she was saying, you know, she took a real plunge there. She'd had a very long career with the police, obviously was struggling with those back issues and realised she had to change tack, she needed to do something new. And actually it can be that you're forced into that position, or maybe it's just the fact that you're fed up of doing what you're doing and you've always wanted to do something else but never really dared take the gamble. And I love stories like that. So if you've got a similar story to share like that, you know, if you've found yourself in a position where you've just decided to take the plunge, do something completely different, for whatever reason that might have been, how did it work? If it worked, if it didn't work, you know, that's life, isn't it, sometimes? But that's what we like to share on this show, your own life stories. So get in touch, 0800 14.